associate the 49ers with greatness, mm-hmm. with the red and gold. So, like, everyone has a brand now, kind of. And actually, not everyone does, but yep. the Raiders still do. Even though they haven't been great, they still got a brand.
We're going to play the Raiders. We're going to go behind enemy lines right now as the Niners are in Las Vegas for the preseason finale against the Raiders. And we go down to Vegas. There's only one guy we need to talk to, and the only guy I want to talk to when it comes to all things Raiders, and that's your boy Q, Locked On Raiders Podcast, at your boy Q254 on Twitter, Raider Nation Radio. He is Mr. Raider. He is Mr. Las Vegas right now as he's covering the silver and black, and he does a hell of a job at doing it. He joins us here on the River Islands guest line. Your boy Q, what's happening, my man? Good morning.
Man, what's happening? The question I have is, when are you going to be in Vegas, man? We got to link up, my man.
Yeah, no, I was there in and out for the Super Bowl. We know how that went. It's been. I will check a game out. I went down there for the Sunday Night Football game, and maybe I'll make it a day, because I went down there for the Jets game, Q, and I flew in that morning, flew out that night. But it was a lot of fun down at Allegiant, so I'll make sure I stretch out the trip a little longer so we can grab some dinner, grab a bite to eat, and grab a drink. So I'll make sure to do that at some point this season. You got my word on that.
Yeah. Hey, man, look, I got a bunch of radio station studios, man. So you guys want to do your show, you got the invite, man. Doors wide open for the morning roast. That's how I roll.
Oh, I love that. I know how you roll, man. And I know how Antonio Pierce rolls. Apparently, he's not going to play as starters today against the 49ers. How you feel about the Raiders? I got Spadoni with me, by the way. Spadoni's in for Shask, and you know Spadoni is a diehard Raider fan as well. And he's been doom and gloom, so I need you to lift his spirits up about the 2024 Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, it shouldn't be doom and gloom, but I understand the questions, right? There's definitely questions behind this team and what they're going to bring to the table. We know Antonio Pierce wants to do it his way, which his way is going to be led by the defense, have a strong run game, and not let the quarterback mess it up, right? The quarterback can't turn the ball over. They got to take care of the ball. Gardner Minshew has been given the keys to the car, at least immediately, to start off, as AP said, the first quarter of the season. That's first four games, man, and they're tough games, right? You've got the Chargers on the road, the Ravens on the road, you're back home for Carolina, and the Cleveland Browns are at the house too. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough four games, and they're going to really learn a lot about this team by the time that first four games are over. But, you know, as far as just like even this game this evening, man, I mean, the back end guys, the young guys, they're going to be playing their tails off, not only for a spot on the Raiders roster, but one of the other 31 teams in the National Football League. So, I mean, there's still a lot to play for tonight, but yeah, there will be no starters being played, and probably some of the second, you know, team guys won't be playing either.
So you mentioned the guy, Gardner Minshew. What did you make of him winning the starting quarterback job here? Obviously, Aiden O'Connell won some big games last year, probably the biggest. I mean, he didn't play well in it, but the biggest win of the year was obviously in Kansas City on Christmas Day against the Chiefs, which, in fact, is the last time the Chiefs lost a game. Ended up winning the whole damn thing after that. But I went into this offseason just wanting a quarterback. If I'm a Raider fan, I wanted to draft a quarterback in the first round. It didn't happen. I don't think anyone expected Michael Penix to go in the top 10, Atlanta cutting up and getting him after already signing Kirk Cousins. Bo Nix, I don't think that was ever realistic for them. But now you got Aiden O'Connell as the backup. You got Gardner Minshew. What are the expectations for the team realistically this season, Q?
Well, I'll tell you this, man. All the warm and fuzzies are over, right? I mean, AP already earned the job, so that's done. That's, you know, that hay is in the barn. That's a wrap. So now it's all about winning games, and how are you going to do that? Again, I mean, I go back to the defense. It's expected to be very strong, top 10 for sure. It should be top 5 if they're going to go where they need to go. Now, can they be top 5? That's a question, right? I mean, they've got some really good players along that defensive line, but what we've seen through two preseason games so far is they can't stop the run. And again, I don't want to overreact to preseason games. You know how that is, right? Don't get too high or too low, but you give up a .142 to Minnesota and a .132 to Dallas, it doesn't matter if you can get to the quarterback. If you can't stop the run, they ain't going to worry about throwing the ball. They're just going to run the ball down your throat. So that's an area of concern that I have for the expectations for the long haul this season, especially with the Chargers and the Ravens being the first two games of the season. They're going to want to run the rock as well. So you really got to make sure that you shore that up. But, you know, Gardner Minshew is a guy that's got a little bit of mobility. I was like you. I was hoping that the Raiders were going to be able to draft the quarterback. Honestly, the Raiders really wanted Jaden Daniels. There was no way Washington was coming off that number two spot to let them trade him. Obviously, AP has a lot of history with him going back to Arizona State. And then I thought Michael Penix would be QB2. And then, as you mentioned, Atlanta took him at number 8. So they went and got the best player available on Brock Bowers. He's a guy that the Raiders, all training camp, all preseason, have found a way to get him involved in the offense. So that's something to get excited about. But, I mean, you know, Gardner Minshew is going to have to prove why he's still around in the league. He's going to have to prove that he can not make mistakes, get the ball to the playmaker's hands so they can make plays and make yards after the catch. That's what it's all going to be about in this Luke Getsy offense. So, I mean, the expectation is they win 8 games last season. AP is trying to find a way to get to the playoffs. You're going to have to get 9-10 wins to get to the playoffs. So you look up and down that schedule and you find 10 wins. That's what the Raiders have to do.
Yeah, your boy Q here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Lines, covering everything with the Raiders. Raider Nation Radio, AM 920 in Las Vegas. Of course, Locked On Raiders podcast. At your boy Q254 on Twitter. All right. The receiver, Doc. We discussed it before the last time we had John with Devontae Adams. So the question from 49er fans, because for whatever reason, Devontae Adams is always involved in trade rumors. What has his temperament been like this training camp? Where's his mentals at when it comes to this Raider team? Where's Devontae Adams at right now, Q?
Yeah, he's been actually really good. You know, and of course, everyone's talking about the receiver, Doc, with Netflix. And of course, remember, that was filmed last season while he was actually going through everything that he was going through. But, you know, obviously that was the question that we were all going to ask during training camp. And he was asked when the Raiders were there in Costa Mesa, and I was there for all 17 days. And he wasn't even there for all 17 days because he, you know, went back to Vegas for the birth of his baby mm-hmm. boy, which was awesome. But, I mean, he seemed like he was, you know, even keel. He sounded like he was chill, looked like he was excited about this quarterback competition. He already had a relationship with Aiden O'Connell. He had mentioned that he wanted to get some more reps with Gardner Minshew. And, I mean, he kind of looked like he was going about his business in a business-like type way. Like, he wasn't too loud about anything. You know, he just was there. I don't want to say he stood out in a major way. Like, he was that guy that was just super pumped up and fired up. He just kind of went about his way. Like, he was getting involved in the offense, learning the offense, trying to lead a little bit since he had familiarity with Luke Getsy. And then he left. And, you know, we really haven't heard too much from him since. I mean, he's been at practice, but didn't participate in any of the preseason games. You know, there was it was funny. There was, you know, he said that he didn't think he needed to be playing in the preseason game. And then AP said everyone who's healthy is going to participate in the game. And then the next day, Devontae was at practice in a jogging suit. So all of a sudden he wasn't healthy anymore. So you know how that goes. Yep. I mean, he's a superstar. So I really think that Devontae is going to go as this beginning of the season goes, right? If the Raiders get off to a hot start, I think he'll be good to go and there'll be no problems. If they don't get off to a hot start, that's when everything is up in the air. And it's like, okay, how comfortable and how happy is Devontae Adams?
All right. So we've been talking about all morning here, the Brandon Ayuk thing. It's been the talk of all national TV, all the media. Everyone's just talking about Brandon Ayuk holding out. And then you got Trent Williams holding up. But Brandon Ayuk specifically, the conversation we were having earlier on the show, Q, was, you know, where do you see the Niners if they do trade Brandon Ayuk and they don't enter this season without Ayuk? And obviously their first round pick, Ricky Pearsall, has his lingering shoulder injury. Doesn't look like he's going to be ready to go week one. Where do you see this 49ers squad potentially within the landscape of the NFC if they don't have Brandon Ayuk?
I mean, I still think they're one of the best teams in the NFC. And, you know, I say that knowing that the NFC is not as strong as the AFC, but they are still strong. I mean, let's make no mistake about it. Like, I know Brandon Ayuk is a major part of the offense. I get it. I know how he averages, you know, just under 20 yards a catch. And, you know, he's a big playmaker, but so is Emac. So can Debo be. So can George Kittle be. I mean, you know, you got a lot going on there with the 49ers. So I look at, you know, around the landscape of the NFC, and I look at the Niners. I look at the Lions. I think the Eagles are going to have a resurgence. I think that they're going to, you know, bounce back from whatever ailed them last year. Dallas is Dallas, but we know what happens in the postseason with the Cowboys. So I'm not really thinking about them too much. But, you know, I think that there's those three teams, right? I mean, the Eagles, the Lions, and the Niners. I think, you know, maybe the Rams can step up and do something, but I'm not 100% sure. I was actually shocked by what they did last year. But, you know, they still got Matt Stafford. They still got Sean McVay. He's a hell of a coach, so I don't want to take too much away from them. But, I mean, look, the Niners, as far as I'm concerned, you guys could probably correct me if I'm wrong. I think this is the year that that run's got to be completed, right? Because we all know that at some point you got to pay the piper, man. And, right. And that money is coming down the line, man. Brock Purdy is already looking at his new place to be living sooner rather than later. He's going to have to get a new crib because he's got a whole lot of money. A new bank account that's going to be opened up soon.
Moving out that apartment, Spadoni, in San Francisco and going down to Los Altos Hills, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this, and that's a great point. If the Raiders, let's just say all things being equal, if the Raiders could trade for Brock Purdy right now and then the 49ers are listening, what do you think they would give up for Brock Purdy?
That's a good question.
That is a great question, man. I didn't think about that when I was ready for every question you were going to ask that was trade related, but it was not Brock Purdy. I would say, I mean, at this point, I think he's probably earned a first round pick, right? I mean, just based what, and let's see this. Is it the Kyle Shanahan offense or is it him? right? Mm. I mean, because I think it's him. I really do. Yeah. I think that Shanahan has a lot to do with it. But, Vontae, you know, man, I've been talking about Brock Purdy for a long time.
You have.
When he was at Iowa State.
Yeah, you have. I didn't believe in him. Q was out there in Big 12 country. I'm like, Brock Purdy, all right, man. And I'd lost all faith in Brock Purdy when I seen him throw four picks against Iowa. I was like, all right, I'm done with him. I didn't watch him again. But Q's been on him. Q and Baldy, they were high on Brock Purdy for a long time.
Yeah, man. I mean, I saw him a lot in the Big 12, and I thought that he could play. And I even put him on one of my mock drafts for the Raiders to select in, I think, like round four or round five. And clearly they didn't, and the Niners benefited from him. But, I think he could play. So I think that Brock Purdy could probably get a first or, at the worst, a second-round pick at this stage of the game, because you still got to pay the man.
All right, real quick, before we let you go, we have to ask this question. Would you swap Max Crosby for Nick Bosa on the Raiders?
No.
I figured that way.
No, not at all.
Do you think the Niners would swap those guys?
I don't know if the Niners would do it, but this is my thing. Max Crosby is the heartbeat. He is the face. He is the Raiders, right? I mean, he's everything. He embodies what a Raider is. He is the guy that, you know, leads the troops out to everything. So where the quarterbacks are normally the face of the organization, and the Raiders had a quarterback for a while that was the face, Max Crosby is that dude. So, no, Raider Nation would be furious, even more upset than when Khalil Mack got traded. If they were to move on from Max Crosby, because he's that important to the Raiders.
All right, man. Can't wait. Preseason finale out in Las Vegas. Niners will have some old memories that they'll want to debunk out there at Allegiant Stadium. But Q, I promise you, we'll get Spadoni down there to Vegas, too. He hasn't been down there. We'll get Spadoni down there to Vegas and get to a Raider game at Allegiant Stadium as well. We'll have some fun out there in Vegas.
All right, and like I said, man, the studios are open. Yep. You can do your show right from there. It's all good. I got you.
Yep, we're going to do that. We're going to do that right there. We're going to hang out with your boy Q down there at Raider Nation Radio. You're doing a great job down there. You know we're always proud of you, man. I love the glow up, man. Continue to have great success and have fun tonight at Allegiant.
Will do, man. Appreciate y'all. Keep holding it down at the Bay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, your boy Q, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Brock Bauer's not going to play. He'll probably be ready for
Super Bowl. I hope.
That double tight end set is sick.
Oh, him and Mayer.
Mayer and Brock Bauer.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.